Martin has had he's had a harrowing year, but he's come out more than a conqueror. He's a winner. And I'm just going to ask him to share a few things that have been going on in his family, and just to give praise for what's been happening there and the good results. Praise God.
Well, just listening to that message there, it was amazing message. And what kind of, sometimes you sit in church and you get a message and you're just sitting and God's really just speaking to you. And well, Ken gave the illustration about his granddaughter and how she struggled and she would fall down and then she would get back up. And no, that's been the case for me over the last year at college. No, it's been a case of falling down, getting back up, falling down. No, and I've been through, I was speaking to Daniel about it earlier. No, it's like I've been in the fire for the last year and we were kind of worshipping there as well. And I just sense kind of like, no, we all struggle. We all have our struggles. And I have really struggled over the last year, but seeing that God has been so faithful. No, he's been building my faith in the midst of these trials. No, and there's been times where I've felt like throwing a towel in and just saying, I can't do this anymore. This is too much. But I feel as if it's all preparation. God is refining me and to be that leader that he's calling me to be. And knowing like in the battles, in the fire, kind of. No, I've been praying for my sister. In times in prayer, I find, no, you maybe find this as well, time in prayer, that like, you get discouraged, you don't see answers to prayer, you know, and especially when you're in battles as well, you're like, God, where are you in this? No, and your faith, you start to doubt, you doubt that God, no, is he moving in this? But even in your doubts, God still answers prayer, do you know what I mean? It's amazing. And my sister, you know about my sister, like she's been not well for a few years. She was in an abusive relationship. She was down to 7 stone in hospital. No, and her life was just a mess. So I had the privilege to see her at church last Friday when I was back in Scotland, and she gave her life to the Lord. She got saved. Go on. It's amazing. It's amazing. No, I was doubting God, you know what I mean? Like, but that wee bit of faith, that wee mustard seed. No, God honoured that. No, I still believe to an extent. No, when I seen my sister, no, smiling. I showed a couple of people the picture of my sister when she just gave her life to the Lord. She had a big cheeser on her face. I've not seen her smiling for a couple of years, and this was a natural smile. She had the joy of the Lord, you know, and it's just amazing. And I just want to thank you as well for praying as a church for my sister, because I firmly believe, no, God has answered prayer, and for the people that's been praying, I just, no, thanks very much. And no, I get back home next week. This is the last time I'm here, and I'm getting back home, believing God's got a job for me. No, but I just ask if you continually keep us in prayer. And no, getting back home, it's not always easy. No, there's trials, there's temptations. No, but I know God will use me when I'm back home as well. So I'll miss yous all, but I'll see yous again in September. Anyway. God bless you.
In spite of us, God's at work, isn't he? Just encourages me so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for sharing that, Martin. And we'll continue to pray for Martin, for the job, for Daniel, for others maybe that have needs in this area. God is faithful. And he will do it. He who is faithful, he who has called you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen. So God's a God of the impossible, and I'm so pleased about that.